A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm Adrian Durham. It's time to look back at Day 10 on World Cup Daily, where England beat Wales 3-0 in the Battle of Britain here in Qatar, meaning Gareth Southgate's Three Lions top Group B and advance to the knockout stages where they will play Senegal. But Wales are eliminated.
It's 23 yards out. It's Marcus Rashford. Oh, it is quite sensational. It's past Danny Ward into the top right-hand corner. Kane playing across the six-yard box, and it's in for two from Phil Foden. And England have scored twice in a minute and a half. Rashford is in behind Conor Roberts, right-hand side of the area, checks, gets it onto his left foot. Oh, finds it straight through Danny Ward for number three.
Two for Rashford, one for Foden, and England make it look easy in the end. They top the group, 7 points from their three games. In the other game in Group B on TalkSport 2, USA beat Iran 1-0, so the States finish as runners-up and will play the Netherlands. England plays Senegal. Let's hear from the England manager, Gareth Southgate, with Fake Others.
Adrian Durham has just said you made it look easy in that second half. Did it feel easy from your position sitting on the bench?
Well, I thought we played well. I thought we had control of the game throughout. But in the first half, we were a little bit slow passing forward, and we obviously didn't create enough clear-cut chances. We got a little bit stuck in the wide areas, and we didn't get enough forward runs from midfield at times. We needed more from our forward players. So second half, we had the same level of control, and of course, the bit of quality to win the free kick for the opening goal, and an incredible bit of quality for the goal. So we had then those moments of special play that your big players need to produce, and they did that.
Yeah, they certainly did. What did you say to them at half-time? Because it felt as if they come out with a different intent, and then you switched Marcus Rashford and Phil Foden over.
Yeah, well, we felt that, I mean, if you speak to them, Marcus would prefer to play on the left, Phil would prefer to play on the right, but we were getting stuck, we were getting to them, they were having to come, both having to check back too much. We weren't getting that opportunity of going around on the outside, and of course we knew that Phil could come inside for Luke to go on the outside. So it worked in that his run for the goal produced that moment. Of course he then pops up on the far post for the tap-in, and Marcus goes on the outside for his goal as well. So in the end, it's about players. They delivered the moments. And I have to say, I thought our defence was excellent, and I thought our midfield boys did exactly what we'd hoped. They won a lot of second balls. They won a lot of balls from the counter-presser. And they really controlled the area of the pitch and made it an easier game for our forwards and for our defenders.
Phil Foden's actually just told me that he thinks his best position is 10.
Well, yeah, well, but he never plays there, does he? So, you know, it's hard to work that out. I can see why, but, you know, we needed a little bit of evidence of it being used at times.
Yeah, absolutely. Two goals in 90 seconds gave you the opportunity to freshen things up going into the knockout stages. How key was that?
Yeah, well, particularly important for us to get Kyle Walker on the pitch, to get Calvin Phillips on the pitch, because they're the ones who've missed match minutes with the injuries that they've had. So of course, it's always nice to get all the changes on, but those two in particular today were key for us.
How pleased are you? 7 points, 9 goals, which I think is the most that England have ever scored in a World Cup, an impressive run going into the last 16. How pleased are you?
Yeah, look, I'm really pleased, but I was pleased 3 or 4 days ago. Nobody else was. So that's how it is. I think we've played well through it. We've navigated a tricky group. Tonight we dealt with an occasion that, you know, can be very tense, but our players showed their experience, they showed their class, and I was really pleased with the way they handled it all.
Just finally, Senegal next in the last 16, up at Albeit, where you were just the other day. How are you looking at them as opponents?
Yeah, well, it'd be tough. I saw them play Iran in Vienna about 2 months ago, and very well organised. They've got a lot of good individual players. Of course, a lot of players playing in the big European leagues. So, and the expectations now will rise, of course, which is brilliant because we'd have given everybody a great night at home, which we want. So we've got to handle that.
Brilliant stuff. Congratulations tonight.
Thank you, Gareth.
There you go, seeing the manager, Gareth Southgate. The Foden debate, his best position, will continue. Has he played his way into the starting 11, though, Stuart Pearce?
He's got very, very close to it. As I say, Rashford, Saka, Foden and Sterling, for me, are in those wide areas, any two from four. But what he has done, because of the form, they probably put Grealish further down the pecking order, in my opinion.
It's interesting how similar the qualifying group at this World Cup was to the Euros last year for England. There was a 0-0 in the middle of it and everybody got down. Gareth thought it was fine and he was still positive. Managing the group, getting out of the group and winning the group is all that matters, isn't it?
Exactly that. I mean, we thought we had a group that was a decent group for us. It's panned out that way. And we're sat here at the moment. We've scored a few goals, feel good factor. Everyone's fully fit and looking forward to the knockout stages. Just having a look here. Jim's done some really good work there. It's interesting to look at who could play in certain positions. Jack Grealish, 27 appearances, 2 goals, 2 assists.
You're looking for better numbers?
I personally would, yeah.
He runs at opponents, though, and doesn't that disrupt the opponents? And therefore, he might not get an assist, might not get a goal, but he does cause problems that create openings for others.
Well, someone's got to score.
He's playing in the same position as Salah, more or less, and Mane, isn't he? They produce, they get 20 goals a season, guaranteed. He has to get more goals. If you play up there, you've got to get goals. That's your job. Score goals, make goals.
We have scored 9 in this qualifying group, and one of the games was a nil-niller, and 9 is the most we've ever scored in a World Cup opening group stage. So,
which we're delighted about.
And Harry Kane got none of them as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he links a lot together. He's got 3 assists in one game. He's got 3 assists, and Jack's got 2 in 27 games. So, you know, he's got 3 assists in 2 or 3 games.
Harry's an interesting one now. As you say, we've scored 9 goals in this group. Harry hasn't scored any of those. Yes, he's contributed to 3 goals in 3 games. He hasn't scored a goal from open play in his last 11 internationals. Now, he's got 3 penalties in that time, clearly an important part. But from a number 9, 3 assists and 3 penalties, you expect him more than that? Stu, is it how much of it of a concern is it that he's gone 11 without a goal from open play?
I think it always is, because I always felt as though if we come into the World Cup, Harry Kane's got to probably come away being the top scorer at the World Cup if we're going to lift the trophy. Now, we're at the group stages, he hasn't scored, not much of a concern, the group stage has been reasonably comfortable, but in those definitive games where it may be Senegal, it might be France, it might be, you know, Brazil, whoever it is, you're going to need him to score a goal.
Stuart, after the 0-0 against the USA, I was down and you picked me up and made me feel positive. After this game, I feel fantastic and you're bringing me down. Let's get the Welsh view. They're out. They've been beaten 3-0 here tonight by England. Rob Page is with Faker Others.
Rob, commiserations. I know not the ending that you were hoping for. How do you assess that performance?
Well, if you're going to lose a game of football, I'd rather do it in that manner than any other. So I thought first half, they were excellent. Very disciplined in their shape. We changed the formation because we wanted more attacking options on the ball when we won it and posed them a threat. And then within the space of 2-3 minutes, second half, we found ourselves 2-0 down. One was a great strike and the second one was a gift from ourselves. And when you give top teams opportunities like that, they're gonna take it with both hands. So, yeah, a mixture of emotions. Like I said, disappointed we've lost, disappointed we're not the tournament, but proud of the players for even getting us here in the first place. It's an unbelievable achievement for that group.
Did it almost feel as if all that work that you'd done to get here, you were like, well, we're here now, and then it just overwhelmed a little bit?
Yeah, I'm not sure. The first half against USA, I'll give them that, yeah. The Iran game, no. We'll address it. We'll have a look, like we do every camp. We'll have a staff together and have a look back on maybe where it went wrong and correct it for the in the future.
you had players dropping like flies, particularly in the second half. How is everyone, and how difficult is that to contend with when some of these players have come into the group not necessarily fully fit?
Well, we've always had that issue, haven't we, because we haven't got the pool of players that England have got, for example. You know, you look at the players coming off their bench, and that's no disrespect to our players, none whatsoever, but we haven't got that pool of players playing the top level football. So, you know, and yeah, you're right, we've had a couple of injuries. Nico's had to come off with concussions, we had to make a change for Sonner straight away, Gareth at half time. So it might have been a different outcome if we'd have had the starting 11 that you know that we had on the pitch to start with, if they'd have completed the 90 minutes. But when you make changes, it weakens us a little bit. But the younger players that come on today will have had, you know, great experience from coming on, and hopefully that'll make them better in the future.
Yeah, just a final word on the Red Wall. They were incredible at the start of the game and have been this whole tournament.
They have, yeah. They've helped us get here, and that reception that we've just had leaving the pitch is incredible, and I want to thank them for their continued support, and I'm really, really proud of them.
Thanks very much for coming out, Rob. Appreciate it. Good
Pleasure.
Luck for March.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Dean Saunders just heard Rob Page and his reaction. What do you think?
Well, I know that sounds like, to a lot of people, it sounds like a broken record when the pool of players gets brought up, but the tools he's got to work with aren't good enough, and the reason we got beat today is because the players are not good enough. And if you look back to 2016, when we got to the semi-final of the Euros, and you go through that team, James Chester was playing at Villa, James Collins was at West Ham, Neil Taylor was at Swansea in the Premier League, Joe Allen was at Liverpool, Sam Vokes was at Burnley, Ramsey was at Arsenal. They're all playing in the top league. And now if you go through our team, there's not many. And we can't sign players, we can't buy players, but he's trying to work with what he's got. And when he does his interview there, he's stuck for words, isn't he? But what can he say?
Is that the end for Gareth Bale?
Sadly, I was watching him. There's no greater sight than Gareth Bale at full flight, running off the pitch, running around fullbacks as if they're not there. And the sad part for me today was, I don't think we're ever going to see that gliding Rolls-Royce sprint anymore. And if he's not enjoying it, if he can't get the other side of people, he might just chuck the towel in.
We may well have seen Gareth Bale in a Wales shirt for the last time. Came off at half-time, did not look fully fit all tournaments, and Wales are out. They got just 1 point from their three games, bottom of the group. They've gone beaten 3-0 by England live on TalkSport tonight.
This is the TalkSport World Cup Daily Podcast.
Rashford, 2 goals. The only thing I worry about, and I reckon the TalkSport fans worry about it as well, we beat Senegal and then we play France in the quarterfinals. Can we do it, Mickey?
Oh, we're going to do it, boys! It's coming home!
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle, and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Low ball towards the edge of the penalty area. Big early chance, and it is wide of the target. And it was Idrissa Garnaguer who made the late run into the box. Ball running loose in the penalty area here, and Incapier went flying into the challenge, and it's a penalty. It's Saar with the spot kick, and he rolls it into the bottom corner. Here's the corner, and they were queuing up, and it's put in from close range. Moises Caicedo, and Ecuador grab a lifeline. Only half cleared, oh, and put in. Kalidou Koulibaly, and Senegal come up with the perfect response.
It is Senegal. They are the AFCON champions, but they don't have their talisman, Sadio Mane, of course. Idrissa Gueye is suspended for the England clash. It's their first time in the last 16 since 2002. And actually, Aliou Cissé, former Birmingham player, is their coach. He's been brilliant for Senegal as a player and as a coach as well. He captained them 20 years ago to their first AFCON final, captained them to their first World Cup quarterfinal 20 years ago as well. As a coach in 2019, they got to their second AFCON final, coached them to their first AFCON title this year, and now they're in the round of 16 at the World Cup under Aliou Cissé. And listen, they will do their work, Stuart Pearce, England, in preparing for the game. But even though Sadio Mane is not playing and Idrissa Gueye is suspended, England cannot afford to underestimate anybody.
Absolutely not. As I say, we haven't played slickly in all three games. We've shown flashes of real slick play, but Senegal is going to be the toughest test so far, without a doubt.
Gareth Southgate's post-match interview we heard with Faker or others, and he talked, it basically was like listening to you at half-time about England's performance in that first half.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed to be as frustrated as I was with this slow tempo, and that was a part of our game the other day against the USA, such a slow tempo going forward. Once we go through the gears, we really look a good team, and we need to find that a little bit more. Not, it's obviously frustrating the gate.
It is. The gate is Gareth Southgate, of course. But he knows what the problem is. And therefore, the logic says to me as a fan, he's got time to rectify it before the next game. No?
I would say yes.
Yeah. Dean Saunders, how are you feeling?
Obviously, a bit gutted. But, you know, everything comes to an end. We've had a good 10 years. It's now time to rebuild. There's eight young players there. Roden Wilson, Nico Williams, Connor Roberts, Colwell, Brooks, Ampadu and Ward. Get them all in a room. Say, I'm going to build the rest of the squad around U8, move the under-21s up to the first team, coach them a system, get them out there and teach them what international football's about, take some blows, take a few defeats, and let them all get 25 caps between them by the time they're 25, and then we'll get another wave of teams coming through, hopefully, and we'll have another 10 years.
The good news is there's an expanded World Cup next time, so there is a chance that Wales might qualify during that rebuilding process. What we did see from the Red Wall, and Rob Page said they were brilliant at the end, and they did applaud their heroes at the end of the game, even though they'd been beaten and they were out of the World Cup with just a point. And also afterwards, I think it was Chris Gunter, wasn't it? It was out there in yeah. the crowd and singing with them before his warm down. And it tells you the bond that the fans have got with the players.
Do you know what? Chris Gunter is a great lad. He is the king of the dressing room. He's Bale's mate, he's Ramsey's mate, and we've kept him in the squad because of his off the field professionalism and the way he bonds everything together. And I think the way he was acting out there, that could be him saying goodbye as well. 100-odd caps, amazing, great achievement. Well done, Chris Gunter.
End of an era, not just Chris Gunter. Johnny Williams is another one good for the camp who may well go. Bale, we've been talking about, may go. Aaron Ramsey may go as well. That is really the end of what has been an incredible era for Wales.
Yeah, well, if we've moved the under-21s up, move the 19s up to the 21s, the 17s up to the 19s, you do need a couple of experienced players just to show them the ropes and just to say, talk to them on the pitch. But we're going to have to start from scratch again and take some defeats. And we've seen it worked in the past, what we've done. We've got to do it again. And hopefully we get some players that appear from nowhere who are gems.
Yeah, Hennessy's another one who's been there a long time. Toshak and Flynn gave him his debut along with some of the others as well. Time to reflect and time to rebuild for Wales, who at least made it to this World Cup, but frankly, we're not competitive at this World Cup. Tomorrow, Tunisia against France and Australia against Denmark will complete Group D. Tunisia-France on TalkSport. The other game is on TalkSport 2. And then in the evening, 7 o'clock, Poland against Argentina, Lewandowski against Messi, and Saudi Arabia against Mexico in World Cup Group C, which will be coming to a conclusion. The Poland-Argentina game is on Talk Sport. So that's it from day 10 of the World Cup, a day that saw England qualify for the knockout stages of Qatar 2022, meaning they will play Senegal Sunday evening on Talk Sport, of course. That's at Al Bayt Stadium, where England drew 0-0 with the USA, but Wales have been eliminated.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.